From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. Today, we're returning to a story we first brought you in February, back when President Trump was weeks away from fulfilling a promise to not just go after undocumented immigrants, but to also target people living in the country legally.
It's a really scary time for the Haitian community as the federal government has set a deadline for deportation. The pressure is now on to find answers and do them fast.
Haitians with temporary protected status were told to leave the U.S. by August 3rd, but a federal judge intervened and extended that deadline to February 2026. This is the second time the Trump administration has attempted to end TPS for Haitians. During Trump's first term, the White House claimed Haiti was once again safe and people could return. Several groups sued, arguing that Haitians were being racially targeted and TPS remained in place. This time around, the administration says it's ending TPS because Haitian gangs could be using the program to enter the U.S. and threaten our national security. Only the Department of Homeland Security has offered no proof this is happening. And once again, several groups are suing the government to keep TPS in place. Chelly says all of this is frustrating because not only are people like him not in gangs, they came here to get away from the gangs.
We are not really criminals. I mean, a lot of us are in this country, we've never really had not even a speeding ticket. I'm coming here to work. So there is definitely some frustration as far as, you know, why this is happening to me.
Ted Genoways of the Food and Environment Reporting Network has been keeping up with the Haitian workers at JBS, and he's joining me now to update us on where things stand. Welcome back, Ted.
Thanks, Al.
Okay, so first things first, what's happening with the workers at the plant in Greeley, Colorado? Do they still have their jobs?
So Chelly was telling us that since February, JBS has fired somewhere between 300 and 400 workers at the plant in Greeley. The union says that's about a third of the Haitians hired in the last year or so.
The company called them in and they let them know that unfortunately we have to stop working.
The union says the workers were given 30 days to give the company documentation that proves they could continue to legally work in the U.S.
Well, if not, they would have no option then to fire them.
Many of these people ran to Chelly asking where else they could find work.
What else can I do to make money? Can I, you know, apply for Uber? Can I do DoorDash? This kind of stuff.
But wait, if TPS doesn't expire until February, how is the company able to fire all these people already?
Well, when you're working on TPS or other immigration programs, you're given the right to apply for a work permit. Then once you get the permit, you have to keep renewing it. And some of these workers had let their permits expire. In the past, the company probably wouldn't have been as aggressive about enforcing that paperwork. But because the Trump administration has put Haitian workers under scrutiny, companies like JBS are being more vigilant and asking more questions. It usually goes something like this.
HR reaches out to me to say, hey, listen, we're covering our here.
This is Bryce Downer.
You're going to have to provide us with evidence of your authorization to be able to be employed. Otherwise, you'll have to be terminated.
Bryce is an immigration lawyer with Novo Legal and has been working on cases for these workers. In theory, he says, an employer could allow time for these employees to figure out their work status, but the company risks being hit with penalties. And Bryce says companies like JBS simply aren't willing to do that.
It is a very difficult time right now for immigration attorneys that are counseling these employers, because generally speaking, they're incredibly conservative, right? Zero liability, zero risk.
But I mean, losing 400 workers in just a few months still seems like a big problem, right? I mean, isn't that impacting production?
Yeah, I actually asked JBS about the number of Haitian workers that were fired, and they said they don't track workers based on national origin. But in a written statement, a spokesperson said that the company is focused on hiring people legally authorized to work in the United States and would continue to follow the guidance provided by the government. As for the workers that were fired, JBS said that if people can prove their status has changed, they would be eligible to be rehired. And the company said, quote, at this point in time, our facilities are operating normally and our production levels remain unchanged. When I read that last line to Chelly, he didn't argue with it.
I would say that this is exactly right. Because, you know, before they let someone go, there's already someone, you know, there to replace them. So production is not really affected.
According to the union, JBS has mostly been replacing Haitian workers with Somali workers, another immigrant population whose TPS is still active, at least for now. Bryce says the industry has always turned to immigrant populations because, for the most part, Americans are just not willing to take these jobs.
And so who's the next most vulnerable community in line?
Basically, JBS has been jumping from one immigrant group to another for years. And as we heard in our original story, the way the company treats these workers has been under a lot of scrutiny, and complaints over unsafe working conditions at the plant continue.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. What happened with the complaint Chelly's union filed, the one accusing JBS and Mackinson of human trafficking?
Right. So the National Labor Relations Board is the government body that was supposed to be investigating this complaint. But in January, right after taking office, Trump fired two members of the board, leaving them without a working quorum, effectively killing any investigations. He finally announced new appointees just recently, but they haven't been confirmed yet. So even if the nominees are appointed, it's possible that the Haitians in Greeley could be scheduled for deportation before any investigation can even be completed. For its part, JBS has continued to insist that it thoroughly investigated and found no evidence that showed its employees were involved in trafficking Haitian workers.
So, Ted, oftentimes these companies justify using immigrant labor like this as, you know, a way to keep grocery prices low. It's something that President Trump even promised to do when he was on the campaign trail. So I can't help but to wonder what this all means for the price of meat.
Right. So the price of beef has increased 14% since August of last year. It's such a steep increase that consumers are actually starting to cut back on buying beef, which historically just never happens. At the same time, JBS, along with three other companies, are being sued for allegedly manipulating the market. The claim is that big beef packers like JBS have a monopoly on beef and are artificially inflating prices. I think this underscores just how big and powerful JBS really is.
And I guess when you're this big, it's pretty easy to fire a few hundred Haitians just like that.
Yeah, just like that. But Al, that hasn't been the story for everyone. August and Chelly are both still working in Greeley, and it looks like they will be able to continue for the foreseeable future.
How so?
U.S. immigration law is confusing, always. And it's especially confusing right now. But when your livelihood depends on it, you get pretty savvy pretty fast. August and Chelly got new work permits, but those will expire in February, when TPS is supposed to end for Haitians. So they also did something else. They applied for asylum, which means that even if TPS gets rescinded, they may still be able to stay in the U.S. as they wait for their asylum cases to be decided. It's a bit of a gamble because the Trump administration has been trying to limit the rights of asylum seekers. But in theory, it's another shot at a green card and even citizenship. Now, there are so many Haitians who don't have that kind of second chance. Chelly has spoken to many of them, and he says some tell him they will try to go to Canada, but most of them plan to just lay low and wait for another job, another court ruling, or even another president.
I can only wait, and I can only hope things get better, you know? We hope something better comes.
It's such a tough situation. Ted, thanks so much for updating us about what's happened since you first reported that story.
It's good to talk to you, Al.
That was Ted Genoways, a reporter with the Food and Environment Reporting Network. Our lead producer for this week's show is Nadia Hamdan. Field production in Greeley, Colorado was done by Marianne Andre. Jenny Casas and Cynthia Rodriguez edited the show with help from Maddie Oatman. This story was produced in collaboration with the Food and Environment Reporting Network. Special thanks to Florence Roussier for help with translation. Chastity Hale did the fact check. Legal review by James Chadwick and Victoria Baranetsky. Our production manager is the great Zulema Cobb. Score and sound design by the dynamic duo Jay Breezy, Mr. Jim Briggs, and Fernando My Man Yo Aruda. They had help from Claire C. Note Mullen. Our deputy executive producer is Taki Telenitas, and our executive producer is Brett Myers. Our theme music is by Camarado, Lightning. Support for Reveal is provided by listeners like you and the Reva and David Logan Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Jonathan Logan Family Foundation, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Park Foundation, the Schmidt Family Foundation, and the Hellman Foundation. Reveal is a co-production of the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. I'm Al Letson. And remember, there is always more to the story.